We're talking today with Susan Allen from the Dairy Max organization. And Susan, let's talk a little bit about what Dairy Max really is all about. Tell me about Dairy Max.
Okay, Dairy Max is the dairy checkoff program, and we our job is to connect consumers with the dairy farmer to encourage them to, you know, get those three servings of milk, cheese, and yogurt every day. We cover central and western Oklahoma, all of Texas, all of New Mexico, and parts of southwest Kansas, 950 dairy farm families.
You have the opportunity then, obviously, to represent the dairy industry in this part of the U.S., but you're also working with dairy producers to try to help them tell their story.
That's right. We actually just had a training a couple of days ago about getting dairy farmers more comfortable with just talking to their consumer, because we know the consumer wants to know a farmer. In fact, farmers are ranked really high in the trust scale, and people want to know farmers. So let's connect the consumer with the farmer. More and more, consumers want to know not just is their food affordable, safe, and available, but they want to know what the farmer is doing on to grow that product. So we're helping them make that connection, whether it be just in their local community around town or on social media like Facebook.
Now, one of the things that I know that you work with on an ongoing basis, you work with a lot of our schools and make sure that they understand how milk really fits in to their school breakfast and lunch programs.
That's right. Dairy Max is, and the Dairy Checkoff has had a real focus on schools for many, many years, really close to 100 years. And one of the projects or one of the things that's really near and dear to our heart is school breakfast. So one reason that's important to kids is a milk is served with every school breakfast, and kids aren't getting those three servings every day. And that's also the benefit to the dairy farmer. So the more chances we have more kids eating breakfast, then the more likely they're going to get milk that day. And kids, you know, just speaking of schools, kids eat one to two and sometimes even three meals at school, just depending on their situation. And so that's a really great place to be to impact the health of those kids, get some of those nutrients like protein and calcium and vitamin D in their bodies, and also, you know, just make sure they're getting closer to their three servings every day.
And you know, the breakfast programs, you know, they look different from school to school based on what the needs of the school are.
They do. There are lots of great options. You know, back when you and I went to school, there wasn't even breakfast at school, and now breakfast is available in most cafeterias. But when you take breakfast outside of the cafeteria, then that really even increases breakfast consumption. So, for example, in Oklahoma City public schools, lots of the elementary schools have breakfast in the classroom. All kids eat, and it's called a universal free breakfast. So all kids eat free, all kids eat together. And I don't know about you, but when I go someplace and someone feeds me, it warms my heart, but it also nourishes my body. So it's just a great way to reach really elementary school kids, and it's not hard. And Dairy Max has been helping schools do this for years. We have lots of resources that we can help talk to schools about what their best option is. But another option, just in a school and on the western side of the metro, they're doing smoothies every morning. And the smoothie and the breakfast participation really skyrocketed. They just kind of did it for a couple of days to see how it went. And the participation skyrocketed on the days that they had, you know, dairy smoothies, dairy and fruit smoothies. And so they made it a permanent part of their breakfast for, and that's more for like, you know, middle school, high school. So there's an option for everyone. But we do need to think outside the cafeteria sometimes.
I know that, you know, when you start talking about the breakfast meal, that's a meal that really helps jumpstart not just the kids themselves and the activities, but it helps jumpstart their learning.
That's true. And so, you know, we talk about it making healthier bodies. We've kind of talked about that already, that a quarter of the nutrients that they need all day, they get at breakfast. But it also helps sharpen minds. So kids that eat school breakfast actually, you know, have better test scores, and they do better cognitively and better memory. So, you know, that's kind of a win-win for not just the kid, but the school as well. And, you know, it's a great benefit for their parents. But again, it also makes those happier hearts, like we talked about. You know, when you feed someone, you really make a connection. But school breakfast is also tied to less depression, and less anxiety and less disciplinary problems and less tardy. So there's lots of great reasons that parents should choose a school breakfast, but also that schools can kind of, like I said, think outside the cafeteria and think of ways to reach more kids with breakfast every day.
For Dairy Max, you've got a lot of resources, not for just for schools, but you've got resources for consumers that want to get some ideas about how they can incorporate dairy into their daily lifestyle.
We do. We have a really great website that has recipes, and you can also, you know, go on almost a virtual dairy farm tour by meeting dairy farmers. And we have a great blog with lots of interesting topics that, you know, people are asking about. So that's at dairydiscoveryzone.com. Everyone can go there and really find something that they want. And then we also have, you know, more professional resources for like the schools. So that's on dairymax.org. And people, schools can go there to learn things specifically about the programs like Fuel Up to Play 60 and Expanding Breakfast. And then our health professionals, we work a lot with dietitians and physicians. We know that they are advocates for dairy too, and they can tell our stories. We have a lot of resources for those guys. And then, of course, most importantly, we have resources for our dairy farmers so that they can tell their own story and just maybe have a fact sheet to hand to someone that wants to know a little bit more about milk and cheese or yogurt.